Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, and this is Thursday and another slice of fresh bread. John 13, beginning in verse 12 down to verse 20. When he had washed their feet and put on his outer garments and resumed his place, he said to them, "Do you understand what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you're right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I've given you an example that you also should do just as I have done to you. Truly, truly, or amen, amen, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. I am not speaking of all of you. I know whom I have chosen, but the scripture will be fulfilled. He who ate my bread has lifted up his heel against me. I am telling you this now, before it takes place, that when it does take place, you may believe that I am he. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me." All right, Jesus has done this work that shows his incarnation. He laid aside the privileges of deity, took upon himself humanity. He has also showed them how they're to minister to each other. So when he finishes, he then puts his outer garments back on. That's very symbolic in the context. You remember incarnation. He laid aside his garments, and then he came with the towel to serve. He laid aside the privileges of his deity. He wrapped himself in humanity, Son of God, Son of Man, 100% God, 100% man, died on the cross, rose again. Now that incarnate body is transformed into the perfections of the glorified body, and he ascends to heaven, and he's put the privileges back around him, ascended to glory and enthroned in the heavens. Now, our ascended Savior, what does he call us to do? I want you to live the way I lived and died for you. I want you to lay aside all your pride, all of the things that you think set you apart in this world. I want you to take a towel. I did it as an example. I not only showed you what I did to save you, I showed you how the saved are supposed to live. You're not greater than your master. If your master did this, then you are to do this. And if you know these things, you are blessed. Not if you know them, but if you do them. There are blessings in the Christian life. Now, we already have the blessing of our justification. But when you grow in sanctification, there are blessings that God gives to you as you grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ. Now, he says, now listen, there's going to be some of you that don't do this, if I could put it in this context of that supper. There are some of you that will not get up and grab the towel and wash one another's feet. There are some of you that will betray me and betray one another. In that moment, it'll be Judas, but it's been throughout the ages. False teachers, false believers. Never fix your eyes on those who are ministering to you. They may not be faithful. You fix your eyes on Jesus. But you thank God for all of those whom he truly sends to you. If you receive those whom he has truly gifted and sent to you, your brothers and sisters who come to minister to you, those whom he has gifted to preach and teach to assist you, when you receive them, you've received Jesus. Because Jesus says this, when you've done it to the least of these my brethren, you've done it to me. So when you receive them, you've received him, and you honor him. But realize this, not everyone who names Jesus, who even claims a position of leadership as Judas did, not everyone truly knows him. So here our Lord takes this wonderful moment to give us a compendium of how we are to live in Christ and for Christ. And then he says this, not only do you have one here that's going to walk away, you've got one whose heel is lifted up. That's clearly a reference back to Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15. To the prophecy, come a seed through the woman. That woman is Mary and the seed is Jesus. And that one will be bruised upon his heel and he will bruise the head of the serpent. Here you have Satan lifting up his heel trying to crush Jesus. That's not going to happen. What's going to happen is Jesus' heel. It'll be bruised. He'll go through the passion and the agonies of the cross. But it'll be the head of Satan that'll be crushed. And Judas himself will be crushed in unbelief. The Lord has the victory. Do you have the Lord? That's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.